Tony Memel is a Waukesha native who's living his passion, a career in music. He plays guitar and piano, writes and records original songs, tours the country playing gigs, and works with kids, teaching music and spreading his message of positivity and perseverance. And he's overcome a physical difference in order to make it happen. Tony's cousin, producer Brad Kohlberg, recently caught up with him as he worked with kids at Crestwood Elementary School in Madison.
That sounds really cool.
I got my first guitar when I was 13 years old. I had a friend from school named Max who could hear a song off the radio, and before it was even done playing, he could play it on his guitar. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. I went home to my folks and I said, "Hey, Mom and Dad, wouldn't it be awesome if you bought me an electric guitar?" And they said, "We'll meet you halfway." So I got my first couple of jobs. I started dreaming about guitars, learning about guitars, went to the music store and talked to the guitar guys about guitars. And it was over my spring break when I was in eighth grade that I went to Casio Interstate Music in New Berlin, Wisconsin, and picked out my brand new Fender Stratocaster and brought it home to learn how to play.
Started to dream when I was just 13. I saved my money in a jar so I could buy first guitar.
I was born without a left hand, and when I went to a guitar teacher in my town, he said, "We're really excited that you're learning to play the guitar, but I don't feel like I have the skill set to teach you, so you might be on your own with that." And I didn't get angry at him. I didn't think, well, that there goes my guitar dream. I found an empty shoebox and I filled it full of supplies like scotch tape and glue and string and paper clips, anything that I thought might help me to build a cast. So my first cast was literally taking a roll of scotch tape, putting a pick on the end of my arm, and then just wrapping it over and over again to make my first sounds. And over the years, I evolved all the way to Gorilla Tape, and I just have now honed and crafted my cast to be what it is today.
Dancing it, I got this fin, but you should see me swim.
As I've gone out into the world as a touring artist and musician, I've had the opportunity to connect with children and adults alike who have differences of their fingers or hands, and I work with many groups who support those communities. And one of those groups is called the Lucky Fin Project, like Nemo from the Disney Pixar film Finding Nemo, because Nemo, the lead character in the film, has a small fin, which his father calls his lucky fin affectionately. So that's where the name comes from.
Yeah, I got this fin, and you should see me swim.
Here we go.
Some people saw more in me than playing in clubs and restaurants and things like that, but saw that I might also be able to share a message with kids. And so I started being asked to come and do a full week clinic with their students where I break down how I build my adaptive cast and we learn songs together. This week we're writing a school song together, and I'm helping to take ideas from the group and melody ideas, and then at the school assembly on Friday we're going to do a release of this song that we've been working on all week.
Tony Memel is a musician and teacher.
Bye, Tony Memel.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Tony Memel.
Bye, have a good day.
Bye, Tony.
Bye. Thanks for singing with me.
Thank you.
Bye, see you later.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Maureen McCollum.